This is KCUR. Kansas City author Christine Taylor Butler is an advocate for more diversity in children's and young adult literature. She's written more than 70 books, most of them for Scholastic, the publisher of kids' titles. KCUR CJ Janovee spoke with Taylor Butler about her newest book, The Lost Tribes, and about how she quit her management job to be a full-time writer.
I wanted to be a writer when I was little, but writers are not real people. They're Dr. Seuss. So I was encouraged to get a real job. So I went to school for engineering, and while I was there, got a degree in art and design and worked for Harvard University and moved to Kansas City, worked for Hallmark for 11 years, and I still wanted to be a writer. And so one day I quit and said, I'm going to write children's books.
There's a difference between writing children's books and publishing 70-plus books.
I approached it like an engineer and had a spreadsheet and every publisher and what they published and sent work out. And it was 3 years of rejection and not realizing some of what I was writing probably should have never seen the light of day. But publishing is very relationship-based. It's also very political. And so I spent 3 years learning the ropes and then met my first editor at a conference who had a contract with Scholastic. That became a niche for me. How do you write nonfiction about a complex subject for a kid at a preschool to third grade level? So I became really specialized in learning how many words per sentence and how many multisyllabic words and how to do a progression. You know, the Earth is part of the solar system. The solar system is, so that the student is actually learning. And now I'm writing true books. So I've gone from writing 300-word books and 100-word books to 3,000 and 4,000-word nonfiction books for upper elementary.
Your most recent book is The Lost Tribes.
It is.
And it's about a kid and his friends who go on this adventure that's a little bit of a mystery, a little bit of a dangerous adventure. For me, it had all of the best elements of the old Archie cartoons on TV that I would watch when I was a kid, but also some Raiders of the Lost Ark, some Star Trek. It's published by Move Books, which is a new publisher.
They are. They're only a few years old.
Which says its mission is to cultivate a generation of boys who are recreational readers, to change the way boys look at reading and excite them with adventure, fantasy, mystery, and humor. How does The Lost Tribes accomplish this?
You'd be surprised. Maybe 1 in 5 boys reads for pleasure, and the others don't. And I think As students are moving out of elementary school, we beat the joy out of them. So I wanted to write something fun and effortless, but also I'm a child of science fiction. I grew up with a dad who was a Star Trek, you know, fanatic, and then Star Wars came along, and I'm married to a guy like that. So I wanted to write an adventure about a group of kids who were ordinary, or so they think, were put on this fantastical adventure. And because I'm a nerd, if you're reading closely, a lot of what I'm writing about, if a boy or a girl wanted to go out and look it up, is a real thing. So if they are dialing a GPS location to go to Easter Island, it's the real longitude and latitude for that location. Where it's fantastical, you know it's not real. You can't beam to a place and beam back. But where they're going someplace on Earth, the history is real and the location is real. I thought, there's so many weird things on Earth. Why make it up? Just use it.
Might be surprising for some people to realize how little diversity there is in children's and young adult publishing. The Children's Book Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison tracks statistics on this. And last year, out of 3,500 books they counted, fewer than 300 were written by people of color. Why is this so important right now?
If you look at the census, 50% of all children born in the United States are of some ethnic origin. The trend within U.S. publishing is stories written about a white protagonist are mainstream. Stories written about Native Americans or Latinos or African Americans are considered a niche market. And so the solution to writing for kids of color has always been civil rights, slavery, let's fill a niche for Black History Month. But it's never been about kids whose problems were not related to their race. It's, you know, my girls are interested in a boy or lovesick. It's because they're girls. It's not because they're any particular ethnicity. So it's not that we need more diverse books about people of color. It's that we need more diverse authors and illustrators creating those books and being treated as mainstream rather than a niche market. I think that's where publishers are going to see their greatest increase in revenue, is a certain cultural authenticity infused in a book, even if it's mainstream, about kids in a science fiction adventure looking for artifacts.
That was Kansas City author Christine Taylor Butler. She spoke with KCUR's CJ Janovee.